As Canada remains locked in a trade war with its southern neighbor, One Oak Bay business has curbed its use of American inputs. From cashew-crusted salmon and macadamia cookies to orange-glazed chicken and Nanaimo bars, Chef on the Run has churned out pre-made meals, desserts and snacks in Oak Bay for some 43 years, using ingredients from Canada, the states and countries farther afield. However, in just the last few months, the business has chosen to steer clear of ingredients grown, raised and produced in the U.S. Chef on the Run has shifted or pivoted to use, as much as we can, products from Canada first and alternate sources to U.S. products, said Martin Cowden, the company's owner. This is not an issue with the people of the United States, it's a reaction to policies of their administration. The food-loving businessman began his search for non-U.S. ingredients in February, when U.S. President Donald Trump first levied tariff threats against Canada and Mexico. We really pivoted significantly starting with this whole trade tariff scenario, he said. Prior to that, the U.S. were our allies and our friends. Multinational food supplier Sysco supplies Chef on the Run with its ingredients, 90% of which are now sourced outside of the U.S. The suppliers are not naive to the shifting sentiments of its purchasers and the general public, and the suppliers are shifting to and sourcing out alternate supplies from other places, he said. There is a general trend, and I think you see it, I think you hear it, I think I'm not the only one saying it, it's support local, support Canadian. These attitudes are part of a larger trend, according to a recent Angus Reid Group survey, which found 78% of the 3,310 Canadians it polled are committing to buying more Canadian goods in response to then-proposed U.S. tariffs, while 59% are likely to boycott American products. Another survey, this one from Hill & Knowlton, found 55% of the 1,500 Canadians it polled ranked patriotism and Canadian pride as one of the top motivations for choosing Canadian-made products. Canadians are really reacting to the comments about Canada being a 51st state or Trudeau being called the governor, said Cowden. The general public is really, for the most part, fired up about that and wants to look at ways to support local and Canadian. Chef on the Run isn't the only business sourcing its inputs from outside of the states. Earlier this month, Urban Grocer on 4th Street removed all of the U.S. produce from its shelves, following a dip in the sale of American-grown products. I'm hearing that people are very mindful of buying Canadian and dealing Canadian and being loyal to who we are, Cowden, who is also the president of the Oak Bay Business Improvement Association, told Oak Bay News earlier this month. I've only heard people say they need to find new ways of supporting local. As the once-friendly governments continue their tiff, the Chef on the Run owner thinks more people should buy Canadian goods. We should be transitioning, and should have transitioned long ago, to a higher focus on Canadian sourcing and Canadian consumption and supporting products produced in Canada, he said. We need to look at our own solutions to a problem that we didn't create.